Shalom Aleichem, good morning to everybody. Parshas Vayera, and the end of Parshas Vayera, which we will learn this morning, Parshas HaAkeidah, Akeidah's Yitzchak, one of the most critical, important parshas in the Torah that we read, a parsha that is really stands at the forefront and at the apex of all of what we do as Bnei Israel, what makes Avram, Avram Avinu, and certainly something that we reflect, recall, commemorate on a annual basis, and if not a daily basis, in the Zichrona section of Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. We always reflect, recall, commemorate the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu, Yitzchak being placed on the Mizbeach, Avram's preparedness to offer Yitzchak as a Korban. That is what we will study this morning. That's what we learn in greater depth, looking through the Psukim. But there's one point that really emerges throughout Parshas HaKeidah, and something that the Meforshei HaChumash and many, many have pointed to, and that the Yesod, the foundation, the critical element of Akedah Yitzchak and the Midah that we see about Avram is his Ahavas Hashem, his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his extraordinary passion, ecstasy in his relationship for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so, of course, that he's ready and prepared to fulfill the most ultimate sacrifice, offering up his son Yitzchak as a korban. Let me share with you and walk you through the psukim and the parsha and the mefarshim, the classic Rishonim and Achronim, as they see through the psukim Avram's unbelievable Avas Hashem. Let's begin with a comment of the Ran. Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon in his Drashos HaRan, as well as his commentary on the Torah, makes this point in no uncertain terms, really on the opening pasuk in the entire Parshas HaKeidah. As the Torah reports, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram Vinu, Kachna es bincha yichidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak v'lech lecha el eretz hamoria v'aleu sham li'ola. Seemingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram Avinu, no uncertain terms, to take his son, his only son, his unique son, who he loves, Yitzchak, leaving no stones unturned. We know exactly who it is that Avram is charged to offer as a korban. However, the Ran in his Drashos and Drush Shishi, as well as his commentary in the Torah, says that there's a diuk in the word kach na. And he says, Ki zeh tzivui eino lashon tzivui. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram to take his son Yitzchak as a korban, it wasn't really a command. Ela lashon bakasha. It was a request. As the pasuk says, Kach na. Please, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram, please, I ask you, take your son Yitzchak as a korban. It's not a lashon tzivui. It's not a requirement. Sheherelo Shiita Be'enav im Avram Yimcholo al Avtacha V'Yakod Beno. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to see Avram. Is it pleasing your eyes to be mochel, to forgive the promise that Yitzchak will be your progeny? Will you offer Yitzchak, your son, as a sacrifice? V'luhaya Avram Yeshiva. Listen to these words of the Ran. Were Avram Avinu to have responded to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hein li lo nasata zera kimze, Kadosh Baruch Hu, all you gave me is this child, Yitzchak. V'avtachanu bo, and you promised me that this will be the son who will ultimately continue my tradition of monotheism and teaching the world about you. Eich ese, how can I do this, Kadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Ran, lo haya nachshav lo avon. It would not have been considered a transgression, a sin on the part of Avram. V'lo yasigen onash. He would not have received any punishment were he have to raise that question and that possibility. V'afal pichein legodol avas Hashem Yisbarach, because of Avram's passion, his incredible love for God, matzas levavo lakod oso kideshiyasa chefetz Hashem yizbarach levad. But because he had such a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's known in the Navi Yishai, it refers to Avram Ohavi. Because Avram had such a passion, such a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was willing to forgive on this promise, this guarantee, ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazera. Even though he would not have received any punishment, no transgression, he wouldn't have done anything wrong, says the Ran, and he finishes with these four words, Vizehu Inyan Ha'akeda Visodu. This is the secret of the entire Hageda, Avram's passion, his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his willingness to forgive his son who he was granted at his old age, and he was prepared to offer him as a korban, as a sacrifice. It's Avas Hashem. It's his incredible love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ran goes on and continues and quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Meseches Tainis in the second chapter. Amar Avram l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Golev yadua l'fanech ribono shel olam. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's revealed in front of you. Shebeshah shamati l'halos etz Yitzchak b'ni al gabi mizbeach. Hayli l'hashiv lomar. When you told me to offer my son as a sacrifice and to place him on the mizbeach, I know I could have said, ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazera. Now you tell me to offer him as a sacrifice. Chas v'shalom lo asisi chein. I never did that. Ela kivashti es yitzri lasos ritzoncha. I overcame my yetzer, my will and my desire to not say that. Hiratzo milfanecha shibishash yubanav shal yitzak nechas in deitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram, a tefillah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be your will when my children, my descendants, the sons of Yitzchak, find themselves in a difficult predicament, a trying circumstances, tzaros merubos. Ve'ela mishilman tzanigorin, there'll be nobody who will be able to be prepared and willing to stand up and support Klal Yisrael. Ata tehei melamed sanigori alem. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please stand strong to be a support for Klal Yisrael. And therefore, throughout our tefillos, throughout Yom HaNoraim, we always refer back to this event of Akedas Yitzchak. But let's look further at this Yerushalmi, because as you're all familiar, at the end of the Akedah, Rashi quotes an unbelievable dialogue similar to that of the Yerushalmi that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram. And as you just heard in the Yerushalmi, Avram says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should have said to you, how could you ask me to offer my son as a sacrifice? I should have said that, but I didn't do that. But if you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says indeed there was such a dialogue that took place. On the pasuk at the end of the Akedah, when the Malach comes in Hashemayim and tells Avram, Al tishlach yodcha elanar, don't touch this lair, val tas lo meuma, and don't do anything to him. Ki ata yadati ki reelu kim ata, because now I know, says the Malach, I know you're a God-fearing individual. V'lo chasachtas bin chasichid chamimenu, you did not withhold your son from me. Listen to Rashi. Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr le Avram, efaresh lefanecha sichasi. Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow me to speak, God. Etmol amarte li ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazera. Yesterday you said, you told me, you charged, you commanded that Yitzchak, my son, will be the continuity and he will be my offspring. V'chazarta v'amarta kachnas bincha. And then you went back and you said, I should take and offer my son Yitzchak as a sacrifice. Achshav atar omeli al tishlach yadcha l'nar. Now you're telling me not to touch him? I'm confused, says Avram. I'm hearing three different things. Originally, I'm hearing that Yitzchak will be my progeny, my Zera, the one who will continue the Abrahamic tradition. Then you tell me to offer him as a sacrifice. And now you tell me don't touch him? Explain yourself to me, says Avram to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo achalel brisi umotzei sfosai lo ashar. I'm not changing my word, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishamarti lecha kach, when I said, please take, motzei sfosai lo ashar, I didn't change a word. Lo amarti lecha shachtehu, ela ha'alehu. Askete achte, says Rashi. I never said shachteu, to sacrifice him. All I said is to ha'aleu, offer him, place him, rise him upon the mizbech. Askete, place him up. Achte, take him down. So Rashi clearly says, quoting the Bereishis Rabbah, Rabbi Abba, that there was indeed a dialogue that took place between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could it be that the Yerushalmi says that Avraham said, I never said this. I was kovish my yitzer. I overcame myself. Hayali lahashiv, says the Midrash. I should have said this. But Rashi says that this did happen. Question number one. Question number two. If you take a look, Rashi quotes this dialogue taking place at the end of the Akedah. When should Avraham should have had this dialogue? When should this dialogue have taken place? Immediately upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking Avraham to perform this act to offer Yitzchak as a sacrifice. Then Avraham should have said, Efarsh lefanecha sichasi, Ayatmol amartali ki b'yitzchak likarach hazera. Yesterday you told me that Yitzchak will be my zera, my progeny, and now you're telling me kachnas bincha. Why didn't Avram ask this question and have this dialogue with God immediately upon receiving the command to offer his son as a sacrifice? Why is this taking place at the end of the story? After the Malach says, now that I see you, Avram, you are a God-fearing person. Now Avram asks these questions? That's question number two. And the answer to this question, which will answer both of our questions, shows the true love that Avram has for God. Because the truth is, this conversation indeed never took place at the beginning. It didn't happen like the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi Maseches Tainis. Avram never had this conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally. Because Avram was so prepared, as the Ran says, to offer his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice, he didn't have a Havamina. It didn't raise an eyebrow that he shouldn't perform this act. Avram was fully prepared with incredible passion and ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kach nes binchas yichidcha asher ahavta, Avram said, I'm ready, let's go. Only after the fact, at the end, when the story unfolded and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Alidei HaMalach, don't offer your son as a sacrifice, al taslo me'uma. Now Avraham is ready to discuss and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to understand the ramifications. What were you thinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it's only after the fact. Because originally, Bishas Mais in real time, Avraham Avinu said, I'm prepared. I'm ready. There's nothing holding me back. I have such a passion for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I love you so much. I'm ready and prepared to perform this act that you have commanded me. Not as a command like the Ran says, but as a bakash, as a request, because I love you so much. And when you offer me to do this, I'm prepared and I'm ready. Because anytime somebody you love asks you to do something, you don't think, you don't ask, you don't get involved in a dialogue, there's no conversation, communication to understand the logic, you run to do it. And that's exactly what Avram did. He ran to do it. And that's why the Yerushalmi says in Maseches Tainis that Avram never had this conversation. He could have asked. Of course he could have asked. But he didn't. It's only la'achar ha'mais, that's the end of the story, after he's told by the Malach, al tishlach yodcha lanar v'taslo me'uma, it's only at that moment that this conversation takes place, and dafka, that's why Rashi quotes the Bereishis Rabbah here, because this is when the communication, the dialogue takes place between Avraham Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in real time, not b'shas ma'isa, but after the fact, and that jives perfectly with the Yerushalmi that says that Avram really could have asked this question, but never did. Of course he did. But he only asked it after the fact, not Bishas Maisa. Here you see, as the Ran describes and explains, and as the Mefarshei Rashi explaining this, Rashi quoting the Bereishis Rabbah, Ki Ata Yadati, how the jives and fits perfectly, and how we see the true Ava, the true love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the Ran, but in all Sfarim you see this similar approach in terms of understanding Avram's Ava Hashem. If you take a look, for example, in the Sefer Nesiva Shalom, Laslana Merebi, quoting many, many great tzaddikim and chassidim, the Nolim Melech makes this point as well. And the opening pasuk, psukim, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Avram woke up early in the morning. Why did Avram wake up so early? The Torah goes on and tells us, Vayachvosh es chamoro, and he mounted his chamor. Vayikach es shnei na'arav, he took his two lads, es Yitzchak benon, es son Yitzchak v'yivaka atzei ola. Asks the Noam Elimelech, what's Avram doing waking up so early? Why is he chopping wood? Wait 3 days till he reaches Har HaMoriah. There's wood there too. Why is he chopping wood now? Says the Noam Elimelech, because he has such a readiness, preparedness. He's ready to do the work of Borei Olam. It's like when you're prepared to go up on a trip. You don't wait for the alarm to go off. You get up before the alarm because you're so ready and prepared. You only need an alarm when you're not ready to get up. But when you're ready to do something with excitement and fulfillment and passion and enthusiasm, you don't need an alarm. Avram Vayashkim, Avram Babokin, his Daris Lemitzvah, says Rashi, quoting the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. Taftalam and Allah, Chayachvosh es Chamorah, he did it by himself. He mounted the donkey. Velotzivalachami Avadav, he didn't command one of his servants, says Rashi, Sha'ava Mikaleles es Hashura. His love was so, so strong, so burning. The desire was so awesome that he did it on his own. He didn't even want to wait to get to Har Moriah to chop the wood. He was ready completely. And says the Noam Elimelech, on the word chamor, if you spell the word backwards, it's ramach. Ramach evarim, 248 body parts. That's the way that we do our avodas Hashem completely. Vayachvosh es chamor, vayachvosh es ramacho. He completely took and he lifted up all of his body to be able to perform this action with incredible strength, with incredible enthusiasm, with incredible excitement. But if you take a look at this very, very pasuk, and let's read it carefully, you'll see as follows. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram, Vayomer, Kachna es bincha, take your son, es yichidcha, your only son, asher ahavta, that you love. Three forms of command to make sure that he knows who he's talking about, to make sure that he takes Yitzchak and now Ishmael, Bincha, your son, Yechidcha, your only son, asher ahavta, that you love. And still Avram said, I love them both. Who is it? As Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak. Thus we see in the opening command, Avram is told three times, Bincha, Yechidcha, and Ahavta. But if you take a look back at the pasuk that we just learned, pasuk Yud Beis, at the end of the story, the Torah reports differently. Vayomer al tishlach yodcha lanar, don't touch this lad. Va'al taslom uma, and don't do anything. Ki ata yadati, because now I know. Ki yerei elokim ata, now I know that you are God-fearing. V'lo chasachta es bincha es yechidcha mimeni, and you did not withhold your son, your only son, from me. If you read the pasuk carefully, there's something missing, as opposed to the first pasuk. Originally, the Torah reports, kachnas bincha yichidcha asher ahavta, take your son, your only son that you love. Three different formula for showing who exactly and which son we're talking about. And now in pasuk Yud Gimel, 12 psukim later, the Torah reports and says, lo chasachta es bincha es yichidcha mimeni, your son, your only one. What happened, asher ahavta? It doesn't say asher ahavta anymore like it did originally. Originally, Avram was commanded, take your son, your only son that you love. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram through the Malach, you didn't withhold your son, your only son. Asher ahavta, my havele. What happened to the words asher ahavta, to the son that you love? This question is raised by none other than the Shev Shmaitza, the great Rabbi Leib Heller, in his introduction as Hakdama to the Shmaitza. And he says the following thing, and listen closely to an unbelievable answer of the Shmaitza. He quotes the Ikrim. Ikrim is the Sefer HaIkarim of Rabbi Yosef Alba, one of the great early Jewish philosophers, who explains that the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I quote, Ha'ava HaGemura, the ultimate way that a person can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eina Ela L'Echad. It's only when you love one. The true, most ultimate, passionate form of love is when you love one person, one individual. Aval kishin ispashta hava lishnayim. When love becomes disparate and it separates to many, lishnayim, to two, for example, ain't a shlema, it's no longer complete kol kach. Kasher note kol ha'ava shel rak le'echad, as opposed when to your love is focused toward one. That's what the Ikrim says, and thus the Ikrim explains in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the ultimate way to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so focused and is so intense on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not split, it's not splintered, it's not divided, it's not divorced between anybody else. It's just focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate love, because Ava, love, can only be for one, says the Shmaitza. Lefi, Zenir bekavanas akasav. This is the meaning of the pasuk. Shamra Kadosh Baruch Liavram kachnas bincha asher ahavta. Vacharamdu b'nisayon, it doesn't say ahavta. Because the nisayon says the shmaitza of Avram Avinu haya shirash amizbrach she'aves benosh holy lemea. He saw that he loved his son Yitzchak, who was born to him when he was 100 years old. Val zen nispashta ha'ava v'l'haisa shlema. And all of a sudden, Avram's love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to become lessened, because he began to love this son who he's waiting for 100 years, and all of a sudden he's born, and he starts to love his Yitzchak. And says the Shmaitza, l'kach amar lo lishchot es beno asher ahav. He said, shech this son of yours who you love, because that will be the ultimate test and sacrifice. L'hashpis es ahav mibno l'ashlima lo yisparach. And to make sure that it's complete to God. That's the 10th test. That's the nisayon. That's why it's the most difficult. And the paramount. And the 10th and the highest on the ladder, on the rung. Because here it is that Avram is being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to make sure that you love me and your love is for me alone. And at the moment that he started seeing that there was a lessening of that, and Yitzchak's love was beginning to find favor in the eyes of Avram, therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see if you could fulfill this mission and be okayed your son al gabi hamizbeach. V'achar amdo minisayin, and after Avram stands strong to the test, Ukvar hishlim ahavasa lo yizbarach, ad shebehavasa ratza lishchot b'no yichido. His love, his passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so strong and so intense that he was willing to offer the son of his mizbeach. As kvar shav sahava mibno v'hishlim kol chalkav labari yitzbarach. At that point, his ava to Yitzchak was lessened. And it wasn't to the same degree. His entire body, ramach evara v'shasagidav, were given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein lo hiskir shuv ava liyitzchak rak yechido. And that's the reason that the pasuk says that Avram no longer had ava for Yitzchak as he did originally. Before the Akedah, it's kachna, es bincha, es yechidcha, asher hafta. But after the Akedah, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown such incredible love and devotion by Avram, and his love for Yitzchak is no longer the same, it's kachna es bincha es yechidcha. Asher ahavta is no longer, because here it is, Avram fulfills his ultimate mission, the ultimate sacrifice, like the Ran says, like the Nesivos Shalom says, like the Slonim Rebbe says, like the Shmaitzah says, like the Mefarshim and Chumash explain, that Avram's Avos Hashem had that intense passion. But it's not just the Shmaitzah, and not just the Ran, and not just the Nesivos Shalom, the Gaon. The Vilna Gaon and Kol Elio makes a very, very similar point on the same Pasuk. And the Torah tells us, Ki ato yedati ki yere Elokim ata, now that I see that you are God-fearing, v'lo chasachtas bincha sichidcha mimeni, that you need to sacrifice your son, says the Gra, I don't understand. Ki ata yedati ki re elokim ata. Only now do we know that Avram is God-fearing? How can that be? What about before? What about all the other 9 tests? What about other accomplishments that Avram Avinu made? What about the fact that he was willing to leave Canaan, Haran, and go to Canaan, to leave his family, his background? He got into so many difficulties, challenges, and strifes. How could it be that only at this point, ki ata yadati ki yirei elokim ata, you're willing to stand up and to fight for the city of stone? Ki ata yadati? Now I know that you're God-fearing. What happened till now? And says the Vilna Gaon something incredible that speaks again to the devotion of Avram Avinu lefisha kodom lachin, says the Gra, Sefer Kol Elio, on Parshas Ve'er, quoting his Sefer Imre Noam on Mesachas Brachos. Up until this point, how do we see Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu is a Baal Chesed, Machnes Orchim, Gomel Chasadim, Aval Hamida Shel Achzarius, the Mida of strength, V'lokuf Es Atzmo L'kai Mitzvah Sabore. But have we ever seen Avram Avinu stand strong and not perform an action that was not necessarily an element of chesed? Because up until now, what do we see? We see Avram Avinu as the Baal Chesed, the Machnes Orchim. We see Avram as the Rachman, caring about mankind, civilization, standing up to people and making sure people were taken care of and not wanting to see a city destroyed. Avram, we know as the Baal Chesed, as the Pasuk says, Titein Emes LeYaakov Chesed LeAvram. Avram is the Ish Chesed, the Amor HaChesed, the pillar of mercy, of kindness. But now we haven't yet seen Avram in a passionate way being prepared to do something very, very strong. Aval ba'akeda, says the Grush, asa gamken midas achzarios. But in the Akeda, when we see Avram willing to do something difficult, challenging, not in the element of chesed, but the other extreme, achzarios, cruelty. Shiratza b'chol avas nafshel l'kai mitzvos habore v'lishchot espeno yichido asher botolid kol chiyuso. His entire life was preparing for this son Yitzchak. Im kein ata nishlam v'nikashu tzadik gomer. At this point we see Avram's ultimate tzidkus, because it's not just in one extreme. It's not just in chesed. It's not just in hachnasas orchim. It's not just caring for everybody and anybody and looking out for people and standing up when people have a difficult time. But it's even in this element of Achzarios, when HaKadosh Baruch asks him something, to do something that's not his natural characteristic trait, that's not his natural instinct, where he has to push and pull, and we have to do something much, much more challenging. That's not who he is naturally, because Avram is the Isha Chesed, the Amor Chesed. But says the Malach, Ata Yadati Kire Lekimata, because the true love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have shown is when you're willing to do something that's no longer so easy, when it's not something that's natural. Natural to you. That's the ultimate love, because when you love somebody so much, you're willing to do things that are not natural. You're willing to do things that are not so easy. You're willing to go out of your comfort zone to do things that are beyond you. And thus we see Avram Avinu prepared, willing to do things that are beyond his natural instinct. And thus, ki ata yadati ki yarei Elokim ata. Now I know that you really are God-fearing because you have such passion and such love. And of course, this speaks to each of us, making sure that we don't just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the easy ways, in the ways where it's comfortable for us, in the ways that it's more natural for us. But true Avas Hashem is going beyond ourselves, beyond our reach, and beyond our comfort zone, as Avram did, because that's the ultimate Avas Hashem. And says the Gra, that explains a difficult word in the Pasuk. Ki ata yadati, ki yirelu kim ata v'lo chasachtas binchas yichidcha mimeni. Mimeni, asks the Gra, from me? Who's talking? It's the Malach talking. V'chichas v'shom l'malach ikriv Avram. Did chas v'shom Avram offer a sacrifice to the Malach? How could it be that the Torah reports the Malach said you didn't hold back in offering your son mimeni, from me? The Pasuk should have said, Nu'um Hashem, v'lo chasachtas binchas yichidcha nu'um Hashem, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, not as the Malach commanded. How could it be that the Pasuk says that I know that you are God-fearing and you did not hold or withhold your child, your son, your Yitzchak, from me, the Malach? Says the Gra something phenomenal. Every time a human being fulfills a mitzvah and accomplishes a mitzvah and does a mitzvah with passion, excitement, enthusiasm, and love, it creates a Malach. A Malach is Nivra, is born. And therefore, based amount, the amount of Ava, Zrizus, Yira, and Kavana, when a person is performing a mitzvah, that's the level of the Madrega of the Malach that's created. And thus the Malach says here, HaMalach HaZeh Shabbo El Avram HaYoso HaMalach Shenivra De Mitzvah Sakeda. This Malach was born and was brought to this world based upon what Avram did at the Maisa Akeda. And thus that's what the Pasuk says, Ki ata yadati kirli kimata, because I know that I have been created and born as a result of what you have done. Mimeni ani odezos, from you I know this, because I am here because of you. This is a creation of the Malach. Elo chasachta es binchas yichidcha mimeni. I know this, says the Malach, from myself. Mimeni ratzaloma de madregasi hagedola. I know this from me, because I am here because of you. And this, you see that again, Avram Avinu's Avas Hashem, his passion, as the Ran describes, as the Shmaitzer describes, as the Nesiva Shalom describes, and now as the Vilna Gaon describe. This is the Yesod Gadol. This is the Amud Hayemini. This is the foundation of our entire existence. And Avram's 10th Nisayon at the Akedah was just this. It's his incredible yearning, his Ava, and his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it's noted in these psukim. But it doesn't stop here. Because if you go back to the opening pasuk, we have to ask ourselves another question. And we all know that when we talk about the Akedah, as we have till this point, we refer to it as the Nisayon of Avram. It was Avram's 10th test. But what about Yitzchak? Yitzchak was a man, as we all know, who was at the age of 37 years old at this point. Why is this not a Nisayon for Yitzchak? And how was Yitzchak able to accomplish what he did? Why do we focus so much on Avram Avinu? Yitzchak also is somebody we have to think about, consider, and contemplate. Where was he coming from? What was he thinking? And look how prepared he was to do this action. He knew what was happening. He understood. Because when he asks his father, Vayikach Avram es atzei ola v'yasim es Yitzchak b'no v'yikach b'yados ha'esh v'samachelas v'yelchu shneim yachtov, they had everything prepared. What did they take? The wood, the chopped wood. They had the fire. They had everything they needed. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avram avi, vayomer avi, vayomer hineni b'ni. Vayomer hinei ha'esh v'ha'itzi v'ayei ha'seh l'ola. Abba, Tati, we have everything. But there's one thing missing. Where's the seth? Where's the sheep that we're going to offer? And of course, Yitzchak understood exactly what was happening. But how could it be that Yitzchak was able to manage to stand up to this test? And how could it be that Yitzchak was so willing and able? And how do we understand Yitzchak's role in this as well? There's no question that one of the greatest elements that we have in our lives as children is seeing our parents do things. We often talk about chinuch, education, but the ultimate level of chinuch is not education, not do as I say, but do as I do. And that's exactly what happened in the world of Yitzchak Avinu as he was growing up in the house of Avram. He saw his father Avram with such passion, such love, such ahava. He saw what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of his father, and he saw how his father did it. He jumped into the Kivshan HaEsh. Nimrod wanted to take his life, and Avram was willing and prepared. He would never bow down to Avodah Zarah. And as the Medrash says that Avram Avinu, on the way to the Akedah, he giyamayim ad nefesh. There was water coming up to his neck, and nothing stopped Avram from continuing on this track. He wouldn't hold back his son. He wouldn't stop the mission. Vayashkem Avram Baboki got up early in the morning. And thus Yitzchak grew up in a home where there was such ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such love for the Borei Olam. It even wasn't difficult for him to fulfill this act, to be placed on the Mizbech, because it was so much part and parcel of the home that he grew up in. You know, when you grow up in a home that stresses certain things, and you grow up in another home that stresses other things. So each child in their particular home, it's natural for them to fulfill things that they've seen in their home, even though in other homes, they may not have seen that. And when others look, they say, how did you do that? How did you raise such a dog? How did your kid do that? How did they not do that? The answer is, it's just what we do. That's what we do in our home. And therefore, that's what I do. It's not because I was told, child, do this. My mother said this, my father said that. That's not the case. It's because this is what I see and this is what we do. So I do it also. And therefore, Yitzchak also was so prepared and willing and able to do what he was asked, to be placed on the Mizbech, because it wasn't a challenge. I once heard very powerful pshat, shame, Reb Shimshon Mefarel Hirsch. I've never found it inside. I'm still looking for it. If anybody's familiar, please, please let me know. But that's the pshat in the pasuk when it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham, 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 Avraham. And of course, as we all know, there are many different reasons why the Torah says, Avraham, Avraham. Vayikra Elav, Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. When the Malach came down from heaven, Vayomer, Avraham, Avraham. And it said, Avraham, Avraham. And Avram responded, Hineni. Rashi says that the reason for the double language, Avram, Avram, is because Lashon Chibahu. It's a language of love. And any time we see in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu references one of the giants, it's always Avraham, Avraham, with great love. When you say somebody's name twice, it's because I love you so much. And the same way Avraham loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved him. But I heard a different pshat b'shem Reb Shimshon Mefarel Hirsch, that something else is happening here. And the reason at this moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham, Avraham, and in the next pasuk, it says the words, don't touch this child. The next commandment, al tashlach yodcha lanar, val taslom, don't do anything. Kiat yedat kirel kimata, v'lo chasachtas bin chasichitcha mimeni. You know why it says Avraham, Avraham? Because at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al yedei the Malach, is saying, Vayomer Avraham, Avraham, you have created another Avraham in this world. You have duplicated another Avraham. You have brought into this world another Jew who is prepared to offer his son as a sacrifice. You have done the ultimate act, the ultimate self-sacrifice, the ultimate thing that you have been mechanech and built another child to follow in my path, to follow b'toira, b'avoda, u'b'gimilus chasadim. Ki ata Yadati Kirelu Kimata, now I know that you are God-fearing because you have created another Avraham in this world. And yes, Kib Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera, you wanted that your Yitzchak should be the continuity, the progeny, the ultimate child who will continue the tradition that you have brought me into this world, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've done it. Avraham, Avraham. It's a second Avraham is now in this world, and now Al Taslam Uma, don't touch him, because you have fulfilled your goal, you have fulfilled your mission, you have accomplished the goal, you have reached the pinnacles, the highest level, the apex of anything that you can do. Your willingness to sacrifice your son is so clear, is so obvious, is so blatant. Kachnas Bincha Yichidcha Asher Hafta, you loved him so much and you were willing to do that. He's no longer Asher Hafta. It's Avraham, Avraham. You've created another Avraham. It's Yitzchak ben Avraham, who's Avraham, Avraham, because he's so prepared and so willing to come al gamizbech without you telling him. There's no tzivoy, the same way I didn't command you, Avraham, to take your son as a child, to offer him as a sacrifice. And you could have had all the excuses in the world, and you would have been punished, and you wouldn't have received any makkah, and there would have been no transgression, and nothing wrong, were you have to have responded, I can't and I won't. But you did it and you were willing and your son Yitzchak was willing as well. And just like you have accomplished, so has your son Yitzchak. That's it. Avraham, Avraham. And as we finish the story, the mice of Akedah, some things that we must think about and contemplate is, are we developing our children to be Avrahams? Are we raising them that they are prepared and willing to fulfill the mission of Bari Olam in this world? Are they prepared? Are they looking and are striving to teach the world about Bari Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to teach one and to teach all, to be prepared and to know it, to have Mesiras Nefesh, to have Avas Hashem, Teres Yiras Hashem al Pneihem, because that's what Avram did, and that's what Yitzchak was prepared to do. And thus, this is the reason why the Akedah has become the most prominent element of our history, which takes place on Har HaMoriah, the mountain of all mountains. And that's why we refer to it in Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it's something that's so critical to study, to learn, to think about, because we need to know what Avram did, we need to understand what Yitzchak was willing to do, and thus, as we continue our story as Klal Yisrael, as we continue to sacrifice, to give, and to love, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to shower us and to show us the bounty that we need to be zocheh to, that we wait for, that we pine for. Wishing you and everybody a wonderful week.